Mary Finneran of Cairo agreed. Finneran said, and I quote, "It's a shame, a travesty," end quote. "This will destroy Greene County. We can't afford the debt," end quote. Obviously, the legislators voting yes disagreed. Coxsackie's Charles Martinez said, and I quote, "It turned out just the way I expected. We need a jail in Greene County," end quote. Cairo's William Lawrence, who led the charge for the new jail, agreed with Martinez. He said, and I quote, "It's a logical conclusion to the jail project concerns. We've tried to hear everyone's concerns and adopt our thinking to that point of view. I see no better solution, as ugly as it may seem," end quote. Wyndham's Lori Torgerson voted against the bond. And she said, and I quote, "I'm profoundly disappointed for this county that I love and the people who live here. This is the single biggest mistake I've been involved with in my entire career. We had an incredible opportunity as leaders to save taxpayers from this expenditure and to do better for criminal justice, but we squandered that opportunity. I wish there was something that could stop this project and give us another chance to do better," end quote. Catskill's legislative team split on the bond vote, with Lori Overbaugh and Matt Lovera voting to move the facility out of Catskill, and Michael Bulich and Kevin C. Lennon voting against the measure. Also voting for the measures were Cairo's William B. Lawrence and Harry A. Lennon, Hunter's Larry Gardner, Greenville's Kevin Lewis, Athens' Lee Palmateer, New Baltimore's Patrick S. Linger, and Coxsackie's Thomas M. Hobart and Charles Martinez. Wyndham's Lori Torgerson and Durham's Adrian O'Connor Jr. were the other no votes. The legislature has been previously considering a much cheaper proposal to share a facility with Columbia County. Torgerson said some local residents are trying to add a referendum to the ballot to overturn the decision. The State Commission of Corrections will approve or deny the project within 60 days, and construction will take at least 2 years. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna at the Fray reports that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, is one of 8 House Republicans working to extend the Violence Against Women Act after it expires September 30th. Faso wants just a 6-month extension to allow time to negotiate a longer compromise extension on the 1994 law that provides money for programs meant to prevent and address domestic violence and sexual assault. Congress has reauthorized the VAWA 3 times since 1994, but House Republicans did not take up the measure this summer. Faso said in a press release, and I quote, "VAWA programs are instrumental in increasing awareness of domestic and sexual abuse, improving services and support available to victims, and enhancing law enforcement training in response to these crimes. For the safety of our communities to continue protecting and supporting survivors, we must not allow VAWA to expire. This 6-month extension of the legislation is critical, and I remain committed to working with my colleagues from both sides of the aisle to pass a long-term reauthorization," end quote. Faso and 45 other House Republicans had sent House Speaker Paul Ryan a letter last week urging Republicans to pass a bipartisan reauthorization bill. Read the full story at the Fray. Woodstock radio station WDST 100.1 FM pulled the National Republican Congressional Committee ads bashing Democrat Antonio Delgado from its airwaves this week, calling the ads, and I quote, "highly offensive and factually distorted," end quote. Delgado is trying to unseat Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, in the November election. There are 2 NRCC anti-Delgado spots airing over and over on social media and local television and radio stations. They're more music criticism than political think pieces, focusing more on a hip-hop album Delgado released 12 years ago than on any of his political opinions, and have been called racist by some. Gary Chetkoff, WDST's president, wrote on Facebook September 20th, and I quote, "While we try not to impose censorship restrictions, and while we do support the free exchange of ideas, even those we do not support, we believe that these ads are highly offensive and factually distorted. Therefore, after extensive conversation with our FCC attorneys, in order to understand our right not to run these political ads, we have decided to discontinue these advertisements," end quote. Political observers suggested the NRCC may complain to the Federal Communications Commission about the decision. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website. WGXC.org.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.
Truly need your one more. Could you want from life? your children once looked at you. Oh man, you lost your soul to the stock exchange of a bottomless hole. Your brain's rotted in its case of bone. But how you got yourself inside your phone? Oh, I'm all. Who'd you want from life? Oh, I'm all. Who'd you really need? Oh, I'm all. Who'd you want from life? Oh, I'm all. Oh, yes, indeed. You got purpose. Who'd you want vice plus on your car? Who'd you really need? You got a son. If you want to move far, far, far away to get away from me. Oh, I'm all. Who'd you want from
today's court session? The government was able to reunite only four of those children with their families. Government lawyers told the judge in San Diego that they hoped to reunite more later today. Because the government now has to account for every one of these children in court, the Department of Health and Human Services was forced to reveal today that they have no idea what to do with one of the children who might actually be a citizen of the United States. In documents filed in court and in a press release, the Department of Health and Human Services said one child cannot be reunified at this time because the parent's location has been unknown for more than a year. Records show the parent and child might be
leave them to fend for themselves.
The judge ordered the government to speed up the process of reunification, while another federal judge in Los Angeles overseeing the Flores case, which has established the rules for holding children prosecuted in federal custody, denied the Trump government's request to change the Flores rules to allow children to be held in custody for more than 20 days. The judge in the Flores case said that the Trump administration's legal argument for changing the rules was, quote, torture. Faced with these court orders, the New York Times reports tonight that the Trump administration will release hundreds of migrant families wearing ankle bracelet monitors into the United States, effectively returning to the catch and release policy that President Trump promised to eliminate.
Demanding that we keep the needs from rotting head to rotting feet of bodies.
But they haven't told me anything.
Porque sí que
she worries
me. Ella tiene tan solo 2 años.
Because the youngest one is a little kid.
Él es uno de los niños que debe ser entregado porque
he is one of the kids that should be reunited.
Me siento preocupada, la ley no sabe nada, no me dicho.
But I'm very concerned because I don't know anything.
The sheer level of incompetence of this administration in dealing with this issue. There's just such callous indifference. They are not treating these people as carefully as airlines treat dogs whom you ship overseas.
Le pregunto por mi esposa que si yo estaba vivo. Según mi niño que yo estaba muerto. Cuando le hablé el lunes, mi niño estaba llorando. Papá, ya no me quieres, papá. ¿Por qué no me has llamado, mi niño? Bueno, no es, yo sé que no es tu culpa.
Culpa. It's so sad. It's so difficult.
Thank you. nothing's gonna happen. Maybe all the ants in the world will slip sweetly at the drop of tea. And almost say nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen.
stretched out in a line, but a breeze pulls on my spine. I cry.
Why do you cry?
I remember. I smile.
Why do you smile?
I remember all of those moves.
Shout it out. gal, but it's gone. Lucky star in your eye. I am walking the cow. I really don't know how I came here. I really don't know why I'm staying here. Oh, 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 oh. I am walking the cow. Try to point my finger, but the wind is blowing me around in circles, circles, lucky stars in your eyes. I am walking the cow. On my wall. On
funny, but it's true. And it's true, but it's not funny.
Every day. Sometimes I wish. Thank you.